Winters in Norway usually last from October to late May. Sound familiar? Norway also has something called the polar night. For about 2 months, the sun never rises above the horizon, giving way to some of the longest, darkest winters on Earth. But to psychologists' surprise, rates of seasonal depression there are extremely low for what one would expect. That's why Stanford researcher Carrie Leibowitz went there to learn more. She tells me about what she found in a town called Tromsø.
I sort of showed up asking the question, why aren't people more depressed, even though it's so dark? And it really took, you know, a few months of my living there and talking to people to realize that I was asking totally the wrong question. But I was talking to a friend of mine there. Her name is Fern, and she's actually from Australia and now lives in Tromsø. And she was asking me sort of how long I planned to stay. And I told her, you know, I was hoping to stay through as much of the summer as possible because it would be a shame to have made it all the way through the winter just to leave right before the best season. And she just responded and said, I wouldn't necessarily say that summer is the best season. And that to me was, you know, maybe it shouldn't have been so profound, but it really was because, you know, Tromsø really only has two seasons. It basically has this winter and this summer. It has very condensed falls and springs. But Fern sort of, you know, put it very plainly that she preferred the winter. And this was someone who had come from Australia. And so I sort of started thinking that, okay, this whole framework of trying to understand why people aren't more depressed might not be the right approach. There haven't really been a lot of studies of people enjoying or appreciating the winter. And that's where we decided to come up with a measure to try and measure people's mindsets about winter as a way to have there be more room for however people feel about the winter. If they feel negatively, you know, the mindset measure could capture that. But if they felt positively, it could capture that as well.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about how folks in Tromsø, how they sort of spend their winters differently than a lot of us in the U.S.
Norwegians all over the country, but particularly in Tromsø, really value time spent outdoors. They say that Norwegians are born with skis on their feet, so people love when it snows. There's also sort of this ability to appreciate the winter for the opportunities it offers to be inside as well. So this concept of kuselig, which is the Norwegian equivalent of the Danish hygge, which you might be familiar with, is this idea of coziness, of making this sort of a special, peaceful, contemplative, sort of warm, loving time. And so it's really about this sort of spirit of feeling safe and peaceful and cared for. And that permeates the entire season.
Knowing what you do now about this wintertime mindset, do you have any, I guess, advice for Wyomingites that maybe want to lean into these positive aspects of the season?
Absolutely. So I tell people that they should try to cultivate their wintertime mindsets in their thoughts, their speech, and their actions. So when you go outside, what do you notice? What do you pay attention to? What are your thoughts? So when it snows, it's equally true that it means that you probably have to shovel your driveway and clear snow off of your car. And also that the snow can be incredibly beautiful, that it sort of makes the world quiet and muffled and peaceful. And then in terms of speech, I really encourage people to try not to make small talk by bashing the winter or the weather. Do people do this in Wyoming?
Constantly.
Yeah. So this is something that happens sort of everywhere I go that, you know, people like to connect, and we often connect by talking about the weather. And in the winter, that often means complaining about the weather. And so I think this sort of furthers this mindset that winter is a dreadful time of year that everybody hates. So I really encourage other people to sort of make small talk either in different ways or by focusing on the things that you like about the winter. You know, you really focus on sort of the opportunities that this winter is affording you rather than coming in saying like, oh, so sick of this snow, so sick of the cold. And then in actions, I encourage people to find the things in winter that they like to do. So if you're an outdoors person and you like to, you know, be really physically active, you know, maybe you try cross-country skiing, maybe you buy the thermal underwear so that you can go running even during the winter. And if you're sort of not so outdoorsy, or, you know, you prefer to do things at home, what are activities that you could do that it's, you know, a special time of year to do? A lot of people describe the winter as a really creative time of year, a time to do painting or pottery. I always like to say that, you know, having a positive wintertime mindset is not a cure for clinical seasonal depression. And it also does not suggest that if someone has clinical seasonal depression, that's their fault, or they should just sort of snap out of it by changing their mindset. So I really think wintertime mindset is a tool that we can all use to enjoy and sort of flourish during the winter season a little bit more. But it's really important not to conflate these things with sort of clinical mental illness that require sort of a lot of different strategies to combat.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, Carrie. It's been really great talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Maggie. Great chatting with you.
That was researcher Carrie Leibowitz discussing her work on wintertime mindsets.